There's a really awesome golf outing going on this Friday, and there's still a few spots left in said golf outing as well. Cindy Manning is joining us right now from Promise Lorain County. Cindy, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we are lovely. The sun's out. It's in the 70s now. Hopefully, knock on wood, you get some more of that on Friday for the golf outing.
I hope so. They're predicting warm weather, but at least they're not predicting rain.
Right. I was going to say, take the R word right out of the equation.
That's right.
And you'll be fine.
We're
you'll
not going to have rain, so yeah. You got to come out.
Got to come out. We'll get to the golf outing here in just a little bit, but for those that aren't familiar with Promise Lorain County, who do you guys serve and what do you guys do?
Well, we're actually called Family Promise of Lorain County, and we are way more than a homeless shelter for homeless families. You have to have a child with you, so you have to be mom and child, dad and child, mom and dad and child. We'd have had grandma and child. When you have children and you don't know where to go, then you come to Family Promise. And our mission is to address the needs of the homeless, but we help our families not only obtain housing, but to sustain housing. So while they're with us, there's no alcohol, there's no goofing around, and you're drug tested. This is a program where you sign in with us and you want to be there because you want a better life. And so we're going to help you do that by whatever it takes. If you didn't finish high school, let's do it. If you started college or you want to start college, let's do it. If you need your driver's license or you don't have a state ID, whatever it's happening for you, let's do it. So our case manager makes a plan out. They sign the documents that they're going to do this program. And so then we're with them. And they go to different congregations all throughout Lorain County during the 1 week at a time. They take care of them in the evenings. Mm. They take care of dinner. They take care of social activities. They give them a place to rest their head. And then in the morning, we come and pick them up and take them to our day center where we have a computer lab. We have a nursery for the babies. We have, a playroom for the little ones. Kids go off to school and the parents, some of the parents are even working. I mean, you don't realize what's going on out there.
Wow. That's a lot to take in, no question about that. Now, you were telling me before we went on the air that you've been a part of this process almost since day one. What was it originally that made you want to become a part of it?
Well, something happened where I almost left the planet, and I had a blood disease, and I kept asking our higher power what I should do. And lo and behold, a pastor comes and knocks on my door and says, "We really need you to help out with Family Promise. Would you come and be on the board and help us? Because we know you're a really good organizer." I did a lot of work with LifeShare for the blood, volunteering for that. And so that's what got me started. It was kids. I wanted to be around kids. And, oh, these kids are adorable at the shelter. And they really deserve a start, and they really deserve our support because we're our family. We're the family to them when they don't have a family to turn to. And so that's what I really love about it. I want to show them what family is about.
How do those who need help find their way to Family Promise?
Oh, all different kinds of ways. I was there one day on my lunch hour, and here comes a mom and dad and little kid. They hear about us through the system, through hospitals, through any kind of agencies. They might go to another shelter and they're full. Blessing House, we relate with Sister Mary. So they might have the kids with them, and then the situation becomes that they're homeless. So there's a lot of different ways that they find out about us.
And then is there help for those too? You mentioned, I mean, it's a very serious program. You've got to want to move on and if there may be an addiction or something to that, is there help from that standpoint?
We will lead them to where they need to be if there's an addiction. We get pick up the phone and we start calling our contacts to get them the help that they need that we can't support, but we have the support in the county.
Nice.
Cindy Manning with Family Promise of Lorain County is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. I know a lot of times you guys are always looking for help, whether that be volunteers or host churches as well. If you can kind of explain the host church process, what kinds of things are you looking for from volunteers and what kinds of things are you looking for from the host churches as well?
Well, if you wanted to be a host congregation, then you would have to have enough room that we could put blow-up beds and partition off rooms. Congregations that had schools or congregations with big halls, you know, those are the kind of places. It takes about, about 50 to 70 volunteers to do a whole week, because you have to do meals, and you don't have to do it all yourself. You have two coordinators. We have a whole booklet that plans out the details. Lois Pizega, our executive director, goes out and walks you through everything. Our case manager helps out, and we get you all set up. And then we have support congregations, and the support that they give is that they'll volunteer for those other congregations. So all the congregations kind of get together and are intertwined. And even if you wanted to volunteer, you could get volunteer trained and then hook up with any of the congregations we already have that are involved. You don't have to actually be a member of that congregation. You can go and help when they have a week.
This is obviously very rewarding work, because you see people come through some very adverse situations, some tough situations. Can you think of some really cool stories off the top of your head where some folks have really gone on to do some magnificent things after having gone through the program?
Well, our very first guest is now a nurse.
Oh, cool.
And
wow. Okay.
So she's done very well. A lot of our guests, they'll take the STNA program at LCC so that they can get on their feet kind of quickly as far as work. Just recently, we had mom and dad and the little child that came right to our door. Dad got a job at the gas station right away. Mom's working a couple of days at the local McDonald's, and they're saving their money, and they're already on the list to get housing quickly. So, you know, they just need a place to stay and a little assistance to just get that little support that they need. We have a lot of great kids stories. My favorite is Dion, who I adore, because he went to one of our concerts. We have a concert every year, and it's usually the classical music genre. And he became mesmerized with the violin. And this, we're talking like a 10-year-old kid.
Oh, wow.
And so we got him a violin, and Lois got him some lessons, and he plays violin. And now he's also in the ROTC program at his school. He's doing great. We've had kids that were cheerleaders at the time, and no one knew. So we made sure that the cheerleader had her outfit. She went to her, you know, the cheerleading camp. Everything that she needed was taken care of. And no one knew the difference for her, because she could just go to school and be a kid and do all those great things that kids are supposed to do. So we just heard that one of our recent graduates graduated high school and got a full ride to Tiffin University to play football. So we're all excited for him. And I rallied up the troops at Oberlin College, and we have donated enough stuff to pretty much fill his dorm room.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Very cool. Very cool stuff. Now, that's got to be so awesome to look back at that list you just mentioned of folks who have gone on to do great things after having gone through the program. What are some of the ways that you think the program has certainly evolved? You mentioned before that you've been involved almost since this thing launched over a decade ago. How has this thing grown in your eyes, and how has this thing really evolved over the last decade?
Well, I think what we're trying to grow into is more of a life skills. We want to teach them more. We want, and we do, but there's always more to do. We teach them about their budgets. We try to help them balance a checkbook. We want to get more into parenting classes. We want to have more empowerment, women empowerment. We have a lot of young ladies with us, a lot of single young ladies with us, and self-esteem is a huge, huge part of this. And so we want to empower these women, and we want to help the guys who come into the program. We were able to get money from 100 women and who love Lorain County. That's a great organization out there. And what we did with that is that if a guy has a job with us and he needs work boots, there you go. If you get a flat tire and you're trying to get to work, we're going to take care of it. So that donation that came from 100 women helps us. You know, if you want to go and to a conference or a seminar or take a class, you know, we have money set aside that we're going to help you. And we even take care of them after they get their housing. We don't just drop them off at the door. There's lots of donations that come in to help get them back into their house with, you know, kitchenware and all of that good stuff. But then they're welcome back to come to Life Skills. And we want to stay with them. We want to try to help them because the first year or two is hard. And so as long as they want to stay with the program, we're there for them.
Very good stuff. Well, I know this Friday is going to be an exciting day for you guys. You've got the golf outing, and boy, I was blown away. See, having been a part of many golf outings before, number one, looking at all that you guys are giving those golfers that are involved in this thing on Friday, they're getting a ton. Check this out. You get coffee and donuts for breakfast. Well, you get lunch.
You had me there.
You get a great dinner as well, snacks and drinks throughout the day. This is pretty awesome. Tell us all about this golf outing. I know you guys still have a few spots left, right?
We have a few spots left. So if you're interested in this after you hear this, please give us a call. You could call the Day Center tomorrow, Wednesday, at the very, very latest Thursday morning at 774-6743 and talk to Nancy or Lois. Tickets are $85 a person, $340 for a team. Yes, you get coffee, orange juice, and donuts for breakfast. You get hot dogs and hamburgers fresh off the grill for lunch. You have a keg on tap all day, okay? So, like, whenever you feel like starting, there you go. So we're going to have plenty of water, plenty of pop. And then for dinner, we have a very special man who is donating his time, and he goes around the country and caters events for free. And he does this for nonprofits that he wants to choose, and he chose us. And so, you know, we're getting the brisket for him, and he's making brisket. He's adding on some mac and cheese and coleslaw and the baked beans, you know, all of those great sides. And so then after that, there's 19 baskets we're raffling off everywhere, everything from Cavs gear that the Cavs donated to the Cleveland Browns, sent a picture, and we added a bunch of good stuff about the Cleveland Browns to it. And, you know, of course you have to have your baskets full of wine and, you know, maybe a little bit of, I think there's one with the, just all different kinds of sangria and things like that. We have just everything. Oh, a fairy garden. We have someone that donated that they will build a fairy garden for you.
Cool.
But I think the best raffle, and that's a side raffle, is that a great guy from Professional Travel in North Olmsted has donated a $500 voucher for United Airlines.
Wow.
And so someone's going to go home with that on Friday. So we're really excited about that. Tickets are only $2 for that raffle. And so you're going to want to, you know, come and golf and get in on that raffle so that you could go fly somewhere, because I know I'd like to go fly and see my son.
It's a heck of a voucher. Yeah, that's fantastic. Where and when does this take place?
So this is Friday. This Friday, registration starts at 8 and shotguns start at 9. It's at Bobolink in Avon. We have mulligans, we have skins, we have a cigar hole where you could do a little bit of, you know, competition there on one of those holes. We have a $10,000 hole-in-one hole.
Wow.
Okay, so you have an opportunity to win $10,000 there as well. So I don't think you want to really miss this golf outing. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, even if you don't shoot well, you will definitely eat well, right?
I mean, and drink well, yes.
Yes, you will eat well, you will drink well, and you'll have a chance to win a lot of prizes as well with the raffles. That sounds like it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. Well, Cindy, thank you so much for stopping by. This is a blast. Before we let you go, if you could throw that contact information out there one more time for our listeners in case they're interested in getting involved.
Okay, so we have normal working hours, 9 to 5. That's when you're going to get a hold of someone. And the number's 440-774-6743, and you want to ask for Nancy or Lois, and either one of them will help you if you want to volunteer, if you want to come to the golf outing, if you want to get involved with us, you want to have us come out and talk. Give us a call.
Sounds great. And you should golf on Friday. Tell you what, it might be in the 90s, but you'll have a great time. No doubt about that. We'll do our anti-rain dance, Cindy, to make sure it doesn't rain for you guys. If it's hot, we can't control that, but at least we can keep the rain away. But thank you so much for coming in the studio. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you.